That's how your attending clinic knows. Again, I think you've done this twice before. First name is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Eva, E-V-A. Last name is A-R-V-I-Z-U dash M-O-N-R-O-Y. Let me be sure. Okay, Eva, your view, Sue, mine, M-O-N-R-O-Y. That's what I said. Let me see. I'm trying to spell it out for you. Yeah, it's written down so there can be no error. I'm trying to determine who I'm talking about. Still trying to find it. Okay, here's your driver's license. Driver's license. Name. It's got M-A space E-V-A. And the last name is A-R-V-I-Z-U space M-O-N-R-O-Y. That seems to be the closest we can get. Patient was seen on 7/17/25, so please be sure to identify this patient. Patient was seen for follow-up of workman's comp injuries. States she feels completely cleared, wants to go back to work. Have been taking Celebrex 200 milligrams twice a day. States that her work did not approve her limited coming back to work, limited duty. Few symptoms on non-contributory past medical history, see charts, social family history, non-contributory physicals, and your appearance, no acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Describe slight tenderness to left parietal area, not palpable. Next up, without masses, lung shell auscultation percussion, heart resolution without murmur, gallop, abdomen soft, without gamma tinnitus, back numb, CA tinnitus, extremities, clubbing, diminished peripheral pulses or discoloration, neurological within normal limits. Compression, follow-up head injury with apparent mild concussion, now cleared, released to return to work without restrictions, to follow-up if needed, with further neurological evaluation. At this time, there's no restrictions for patients returning to work, no restrictions in her doing normal duties and no apparent residual from recent injuries. Patient released to return to work. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier. If there's any problems getting this name or completing this dictation, please contact our office here at Dr. D's, 281-592-1115. Thank you. If necessary, just do birth date without name, or so we can look, birth date and office visit date, so we can look up patient and just submit dictation without a name if there's confusion about her name. Thank you very much. Goodbye.